Wow, what a privilege to be here today. Good to see each one of you and to know about your serving the Lord here in Bangor. We drive by here quite often, and when we do, I usually pray for you, pray for this church. So thankful for you. I was reading about your history yesterday, and tremendous history. Whoever works that website, thank you so much. I learned so much from that about this church back in the 1850 and thereafter, and how it helped settle this area. And what a wonderful heritage you have here at the Bangor Liberty Friends Church. So thank you for the invitation to come. My wife and I, Linda, right down here, we've lived here in Union for 24 years, and I served there as pastor of the Baptist Church for 15, and then we started a ministry of our own called SIM, Seniors in Ministry, and we travel the state and some states around us even as well for helping seniors write their salvation testimonies and life stories. And then I fill pulpits as well. And so we're thankful that at our age that we can still go out and serve the Lord and help people with their lives, and especially come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior if that hadn't already happened. And that's happened with many people, and a lot of people just need to talk about it more. And we try to bring that out, and especially their lives, because each life is very important. You are unique. There's no one else just quite like you, and you are important. And your story of your life is important for a witness for the Lord, to your family and to those around you. And never underestimate that. Never underestimate the power and the might of the Lord in your life and what you have come through, not by accident. Sometimes it's really a rugged thing. Our lives, a lot of ups and downs. That's true with all of us, a lot of hurts and losses, but a lot of gains and a lot of blessings. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. The blessings of life. Count them one by one, you know. Count them ton by ton. We used to have a friend that would sing that. Count them ton by ton, because there's a lot of them, and blessings are part of life that we enjoy so much. We have so much to bless the Lord for. Look around you. Harvest. Hey, I'm thankful for food. I'm thankful for you farmers and others that grow fruit and vegetables and those that milk the cows and do all the things that I enjoy every day as a blessing. This morning already, I enjoyed the blessings of breakfast and being thankful for that. And say, thank you, Lord, and bless you, Lord, for giving us this around us. And then also many other blessings that we have in life. I'm thankful for our truckers, you know, that bring us things to our stores. And here one time I know they backed up over here in the winter at Ames. There at Hilton, around that parking lot, semis that couldn't go any further because of the weather. And I want to tell you, it didn't take long for us to realize, hey, a lot comes to us through the trucks. But so many other blessings in life that we take for granted so many times around us that helps us have life, physical life. But there's a blessing that's even greater than our physical blessings, and it's the blessings from heaven heaven came down and filled my soul. Heaven came down. Do you realize that heaven has come down? And that is the greatest blessing of all. Ephesians chapter 1, if you have a Bible, I want us to start out looking at this heavenly blessing. Heavenly blessing, Ephesians chapter 1. The book of Ephesians was written to Gentile Christians. There were the Jewish Christians that had come out of Judaism and had come to know Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And then there were the Gentiles that were nations around Israel, around the Jews, that had come to the Lord through the Apostle Paul and others that went out with the gospel in their missionary journeys. And many of them, many of the Gentiles had come to the Lord. And that was quite a trial in that day, because the Jews especially, even the Christian Jews many times, believed that the Gentiles had to come. They weren't quite up to them because of circumcision and because of different rituals and festival days and all that they had in their history with their patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the history that the Jewish nation had, Israel. The Gentiles were pitiful people. A lot of times they're talked about like they were like dogs. They were terrible sinners. They worshipped idols, many of them, and many of them were unethical, and really we wouldn't even want to talk about some of the sins that went on with the Gentiles. It was really a terrible thing. But think of this. These Gentiles, with all the sin and everything in their lives and the rejection actually of Christ overall, but some of them come to know the Lord. Gentiles. And so we find the Jews and the Gentiles come together, and that's what Ephesians is about here. They came together, and God said through Paul, "You're one." What? Jews and Gentiles, one? One in the body of Christ, the church. The church. The church was brought about through Jews and Gentiles coming together. And Ephesians is so much about that. In fact, we'll see as we start out here in chapter 1. I just want to read a couple of verses here, mainly one, in chapter 1, verse 3. "Blessed to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Heavenly blessings. How does heavenly blessings come about? Gentiles, Jews, coming together to start the church and the church age. How could this happen? Well, the last two words, we sang about it already this morning, made the difference. Remember what we sang about one of the chorus and the last two words there? In Christ. Christ makes the difference. Christ makes the difference in blessings. We have our physical blessings and we're so thankful for them. I can't thank many of you, all of you, for your part in that, for what you do every day. But the spiritual blessings that come down from heaven. And the first one we deal with that comes down from heaven is a person, Jesus. He came from heaven, from the Father. Jesus, the first thing that we see in heavenly blessings is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, you know, we're getting not too far away from Christmas. You got your Christmas shopping all done? Sure you do. Well, maybe not. We got a ways to go. We're still working on birthdays. And, you know, someone came and made the difference with Jews and Gentiles. Israel and the nations around, many of the people found Jesus. Found Jesus, the Savior. Sent into this world to be born, to live a sinless life, and to take that sinless blood to that old cross and shed it there for the atonement of your sin and mine. Glory, hallelujah. The cross didn't keep him. It didn't hold him. He is risen. He's alive. At the right hand of the Father, he's alive. Alive. And the blessings of heaven came down to us, to mankind, to Jews and Gentiles, to the world. And actually, back, if you weren't a Jew, a Gentile is everyone else beside a Jewish person. But Jesus, in Christ, those last two words are so important. We sang that today, in Christ alone, I take my stand. Amen? Amen. In Christ alone, I don't need anyone else to be saved. I don't need anyone else to make the great difference in my life except Him. It's not dependent on my Linda, although she makes a big difference. But it's not dependent on people, my life, my blessings. My life depends on Him who came down to heaven, from heaven. That's a heavenly blessing. It's a heavenly blessing. How wonderful it is. Well, as you go on in chapter 1, you see it's pretty deep, pretty heavy stuff in chapter 1. But you'll find the name of Christ, or the personal pronoun, 42 times in one chapter. Must be serious about Jesus Christ, about the Lord. He is where we start with the blessings that come down from heaven. He's where we start. If we leave Him out, there's no heavenly blessings. No matter how hard we try, no matter how good we are, no matter what we do on the outward, none of it will count for eternity. Only Jesus Christ. And you read that time and time again, especially in Ephesians and the Paul epistles. You'll find Jesus Christ just mentioned over and over and over again, because that's where the heavenly blessings start, in Christ. And then, as I've already mentioned, He brought something into focus that was hidden in ages past, never came out in the Old Testament, never was known before, and it was the church. Look in the last two verses of that chapter. Now, there's so much there in Paul's prayer before that, for the Gentiles especially. But verse 22, and He made all things under His feet, talking about Jesus, and gave Him, Jesus, to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who, just been to the eye doctor, who fills all in all. Isn't that something? You see, it's all about him, Jesus. That's where the heavenly blessings start. Dear one, I trust you haven't left him out of your life, especially when it comes to your eternal destiny, your salvation. The boys and girls this morning, what was said about the pumpkin, the seeds, it's so true, and that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all failed God. We've all fallen short of this book, his standards. None of us measure up. We've all sinned, and we all are sinners. But God, who is rich, here, this is some of the heavenly blessings. Rich, first of all, in chapter 2, we'll see, rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. Dear one, I carry around my testimony with me, and I share it with some people, because my life was not good. As a teenager, growing up and having a split home with my parents and things going on in my life and rejection with things that I, people and things that I couldn't hardly bear. And I thought at one time of taking my life. I was so out of it. But God, who is rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy. He didn't give me what I deserved. Do you know what he gave me? Grace and love. I remember at work, I was a meat cutter several years with Hy-Vee. I went into ministry a little later in life. I was a meat cutter. And I remember we used to go back on break we usually didn't talk about the Lord, but, you know, I remember we had one, some way or another, John 3:16 got there and came to me, and I have never gotten over that verse. For God so loved Roger, the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. There's my security. Eternal life in Jesus. Jesus Christ, he is so important in our lives. Yeah, he was rejected and despised by men. They even put him on a cross. And some today still reject him and hate him, despise him. But dear one, in Christ is the beginning of heaven. It's the beginning of heaven. And it will carry right on to heaven. You know, I was thinking about our connection a little bit here with the church. Not only do we go drive by here a lot, I like this way to Marshalltown. We go there quite often. And the cemetery here, I've had some services there of some of our dear friends that have passed on, and I got the privilege of having the funerals and burials here at the cemetery. I just thought, Linda, we got to come out here and walk through that cemetery. There is so much history there, and how that this whole area came about in the early people that were here. Wonderful. And then I thought of some of the people, the Glens. used to live across the street here. How many of you knew Tom and Lucille Glenn? Some of you did. Well, they were great friends of ours. And Tom, you know, he was quite a guy, quite a character. And they lived over here, I don't know how many years, just across the road. And, you know, Tom told me a story one time that he had with a cow that he had over there. And he was out on the tractor one day. Is this Honey Creek here? Is this Honey Creek? I read that where the church was close to Honey Creek. I thought that was probably it. But he on this bottom right over here across the road, he had a cow that liked to run when he was on the tractor. And one day, he and the cow had a race. Tom was on his tractor, the cow was running, and they were going down that bottom over there, lickety split. Well, you know what happened? Tom had a wreck. He had his eye on the cow, and he should have had it on the road there on the path. But he wrecked and broke his leg. Had a wreck. And so Tom had the story of the cow and the broken leg. That's a life story. I love life stories. And you have them too, don't you? We all have our life stories. Well, the blessing, the heavenly blessings that come down, and we see them listed here, mercy and love and grace. See, grace is not of ourselves. It's a gift. It's a gift that Jesus brought, grace. God's loving favor. Gracefulness is the full meaning of grace. Gracefulness. He is so graceful. And he gives us the gift of salvation. A gift that we don't have to work for, we don't have to deserve, we don't have to earn. Wouldn't be a gift, would it? But he gives us a free gift. There it is in verse 8. For by grace, chapter 2, you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. There it is again. For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And you go on down in that chapter, you see where the Gentiles are mentioned and how that they were once far away from the Lord. They once didn't deserve any mercy, any love, any grace. But it came down in a gift. A gift. Jesus Christ is a gift. You know, I think of that every Christmas, I think, since I got saved, since I come to know the Lord, I realize that he is a love gift. I see that little baby in the manger, and I have him at home, not really, but I mean my heart. But I have a little, you know, little thing of him and Joseph and Mary. I put them out, you know. Hey, by the way, thank you for coming to our house Christmas caroling. This last year it didn't work. We were gone for some reason, and I know you were coming and we couldn't be there. The year before you came. Oh man, what a blessing to have you carolers come. But in Christ, is heavenly blessings. We have these blessings here on earth. Thankful for the food. Thankful for the truckers. Thankful for the tractors and the combines and all the different physical things that we enjoy and what comes of all of that. And so much life, physical life, depends on each other. But spiritual life depends on Him. Don't leave it out. Don't leave out the spiritual. Take it as your own. Many of you already have. Reach out by faith and believe it and have it for your own. A gift. A gift is a gift. That Bible is a gift. But it's not mine until I pick it up and read it. And then it's mine. In Jesus Christ. The church. Heavenly blessings is this church. You see, Jesus came to die for you and me, to shed His precious blood, to raise from the dead. But He did it also, more so, all the together, Jews and Gentiles, He did it for the church. You'll read that later in Ephesians. The church, you see, wonderful spiritual blessings is there's Christians, believers in Christ, all over this world. They're in the wars that are going on right now. They're believers in Jesus Christ. They're believers that are witnessing for Jesus Christ with their lives today. Believers are all over this world. That's the universal church. That's the ones talked about here. That Jesus, the heavenly blessings, the church that came down from Him. It was His idea. It was from Jesus that He formed the church with His precious blood. You'll read that down here where it was His blood where He brought peace. Having abolished in the flesh the enemy and is the law of commandments contained in ordinances so as to create in Himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. You see, He brings peace. Not war. He brings peace. Because the heavenly blessings, love and joy and peace and all the fruits of the Spirit, they're not of us. They're of Him. In Him. Heavenly blessings. And therefore, we are citizens of heaven in Christ. Therefore, in verse 19, therefore we are no more longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. It's talking about Gentiles mainly. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Dear one, in Christ alone, I take my stand. He's all I need. Oh, the blessings are good. I like them. I depend on them. The earthly best, the world's blessings. But dear one, they will end. One day, this earth will be over. And we do not know how long we have. I hope we have a lot of more when I see these little children. But we don't know. We know Jesus said He's coming back again. Dear one, heavenly blessings. Claim them. Claim them like a pig does an ear of corn. It's mine. Claim the heavenly blessings. Claim the love, the mercy, the grace, the peace that passeth understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, and Lord bless you. And dear one, if you don't remember anything else from today, remember those heavenly blessings that come down in Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the privilege to look into your word. Lord, it's living and alive. It's true. It's from you. It is a blessing from heaven. And so, Lord, I pray for these dear people, this congregation, their families, those that couldn't be here today. God, that we would see the blessings of this life, even though they are so good so many times, even trials come. But, Lord, the heavenly blessings are forever. And they cost us nothing but to believe and receive in our lives. So I thank you for that privilege today to preach this message and pray for your working in each of our lives for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.